Hello, followers. Kristen Kaufman here. I hope y'all are having a wonderful day and are off to a great fall season. I know I'm thrilled to see the heat go away, at least for a few months. Today, I wanted to talk about a concept that is actually very near and dear to my heart, especially over the last couple of years, and that is the concept of resiliency. I know all of us, at some point or another in our lives, are going to have to face challenges and hardships that seem insurmountable. And the ability for us to be resilient and perseverant and tenacious is going to be required, if not just a necessity. It could be the death of parents, which is what has been my case over the last couple of years. I lost both of my mama and my daddy over the last 18 months. It could be illness. It could be that you've been laid off from your job that you've had for a number of years and you were either aged out of that job or perhaps the company was acquired and they had a reduction in force. Whatever it is, you're facing now the need to search for a job, and it could be that you're searching for it somewhat late in life. And that can be a very stressful situation. And actually, with the job market as competitive as it is right now, it can be extremely challenging. It could be that you're trying to lose weight. Maybe you've put on a couple of pounds. Maybe you have just delivered a baby and you've got baby weight you're trying to get off. Or maybe you are actually a portfolio entrepreneur, much like I am, where you have multiple businesses, and one of your businesses might be in the direct sales field, like it is with me, and that, just by the nature of the beast, requires a tremendous amount of resiliency. We are accustomed, those of us in the direct sales business, we are accustomed to having people roll their eyes and think we've lost our minds because we actually have embraced that business model. And resiliency is what I would call a necessary pillar if you're going to build out any entrepreneurial business, but especially one in the direct sales field. So with that, I wanted to talk a little bit about how can we nurture and improve our ability to be resilient? You know, some people are born resilient, frankly. Some people are born with that natural ability to just let things roll off their back like water off a duck's back, as we used to say in Arkansas. Nothing bothers them. They can just keep on keeping on, and they don't let anything get under their skin. And yet others of us, maybe we take life too seriously, or maybe we just have a more difficult time. We have to learn and practice resiliency. And so that's what I wanted to talk about today. And there are 8 short tips that I wanted to share. Some of them might be new to you. Some of them might be old hat. But regardless, I think they're all extremely important for us to embrace, especially when we are facing hard times and challenges in life. So the first tip, we need to find our coping mechanisms or our coping resources. And so for me, that is all about my faith. I'm a believer, so I actually do seek coping resources through my church, through my belief system. I meditate twice a day, so it doesn't have to be anything hard and fast, but I do meditate 10 or 15 minutes in the morning before I get up and start my day. And I also try to meditate every afternoon evening before I hit the sack for about 10 or 15 minutes. I exercise. I walk my dog Lulu every single day, a couple of times a day. I try to practice yoga every single day of the week and at a bare minimum 5 days a week. And I typically do it, ironically, in the middle of the day. I do it at lunch hour because for me, it helps break up my biorhythms and it really helps me get ready for the afternoon. So whatever it is that will help you from a coping perspective, whether it be training for a marathon or walking or exercising or just flat out breaking a sweat in whatever way you can, that absolutely is one tip that I think has a lot of merit. The second tip is to be loose, become more flexible. My mother and daddy used to say, Kristen, you are wired tighter than a drum. And they were absolutely right. I think throughout my college career and certainly in my corporate career, I was wired for sound, let me tell you. And I don't think it really served me that well, to be honest. I think that being flexible and being loose, being open to the possibility as opposed to being rigid, is one way that we can absolutely foster resiliency in our lives. You know, at the end of the day, if you think about it from a natural perspective, you know, trees and shrubs bend with the wind, and we need to learn to do the same. And the sooner that we can learn how to compromise, that there isn't only one way to skin a cat, that there are multiple ways that we can address a situation, the better off we can be. That inflexibility of thinking and that rigidity in thinking can really just add stress as opposed to giving us the ability to be resilient. The third tip, don't be afraid to ask for help and to seek support. And this was something I actually had to learn. You know, I was sick. I've been sick three times in my life, pretty big, bad sick. And the first couple of times, to be honest with you, I did not share it with people. And that was not a very kind thing for me to do. I learned through that experience that many people really want to be asked to help. They want to help. They want to be involved in your life. I mean, think about you. You know I want to be asked for help and I want to help people. And it's the same for others as well. So whoever it is that you decide that you want to seek support from, it could be close friends, certain coworkers, your family, spiritual advisors, book club members, you know, whatever it is, they are your pillars of strength, and they can be. And we have to be afraid not to be, sorry, we have to not be afraid, let me see if I can get that out, not to lean on them, you know, in tough times, and to allow our vulnerability to show, because, you know, allowing people to help us is not a sign of weakness. It's actually a sign of strength. And showing and allowing our vulnerability to show, I think, is one of the most powerful positions that anyone can take in life, because it allows people to see that you are accessible, you're real, you're approachable, and people want to be engaged and they want to be in people's lives that are real and authentic. The fourth tip, all setbacks. Every single setback in our life is temporary. You know, I have an adage that I share with my clients on a regular basis that nothing in this life is permanent. You know, the only things that are permanent are the eternal things, things like love. But the challenges, the difficulties, the setbacks are absolutely not permanent. Everything, as my mother used to say, will pass. This too will pass. You've probably heard that in your life. Well, you know what? It's true. And that concept and that truism has helped me, oh my goodness, in the last couple of years in a big way, because I am having faith in a belief system that all of these new normals that I'm facing without my mom and daddy, yes, my mom and daddy will never come back to this planet Earth, but I do believe in my heart of heart that my perspective will change and that I will, although I will always miss them, I will become accustomed to the new normal and I will embrace whatever that new normal has to offer me. The fifth tip, nurture an attitude of gratitude. And my Lord have mercy, we've probably heard that a million times. But I think it was Oprah Winfrey that first introduced me to the concept of a gratitude journal. And yes, I do write in my gratitude journal. Do I do it every single day? No, I don't, frankly. But I do try to make it a practice at least weekly. And that doesn't have to be a big entry in that gratitude journal. It can be literally as easy as a word, just a word or somebody or something that you're grateful for. And I know even in the most stressful times, especially when my mother was really sick toward the end, we found a way to be grateful for even the littlest things that she could bring our lives, despite the terminal nature of our situation. And that underpinning was one of the greatest gifts to lead us toward contentment and acceptance and just being grateful for having her in our life for as long as we did. The sixth tip, and I've mentioned this before, but it's all about developing whatever spiritual resources you need or want. This could be your belief in a church. It could be your belief just in a philosophy. And it's just simply, as I've written about in all three of my books, the belief that everything does happen for a reason and that it is either happening to us or for us, depending upon our perspective. And shifting that perspective absolutely will shift the way in which we rise up to meet the occasion. The seventh tip, diversify. My goodness, I cannot begin to tell you how many people get so sucked into their job, and their job is the be-all and the end-all. It's the only thing that is making them get up in the morning, and that is just a recipe for just unbridled stress. But when we diversify and we put our energies into multiple arenas, whether it's volunteer work, church work, going to our children's Saturday morning soccer games, whether it be going to a book club during the week, whether it be writing a book, training for a marathon, whatever it is that can diversify our focus and our energy, absolutely will foster resiliency, because we don't put all our eggs in one basket. Because at the end of the day, life is not about putting all of your eggs in one basket. And the last tip, the 8 of 8 tips, is probably the one that is the easiest to say and the hardest to do, and that is to take action. So all of these fabulous ideas that we've had, you know, we might already be rolling our eyes and saying, yeah, I've read about those before, and yeah, I've tried to do them and they didn't work. Well, what I can tell you is, you know, if we don't take action, we absolutely will get stuck. And, you know, it takes you to the point of inertia. And when we get to that point, we can't get outside of ourselves and we can't move forward. So any action, any step that you can take, even if it's a little bitty baby step, will help point us and move us in the direction. And you know what? That is the first step to becoming resilient and overcoming whatever stressful challenge or situation is facing us. So at the end of the day, you know, I, for one, have really tried to focus on my resiliency, not only professionally, because I definitely have had to have resiliency being a portfolio entrepreneur, resiliency trying to write this third book, which does come out in a couple of weeks. I'm very excited about book number 3, but boy, it did not come easy. I had to really power through to get that book written. But I will tell you, it's like, when you do become resilient, it becomes a workout for your mind, body, spirit. You become stronger. You look back and you say, wow, if I can do that, I can do anything. And it builds character. It builds our ability to solve our problems. And we know that it's all part of being human, facing these difficulties and challenges. That's just the human condition. That's just being in Earth school. But I also believe that all of those challenges that we face are absolutely to teach us something, or for us to teach someone else something, or for us potentially to be in service to someone else. But whatever it is, it absolutely is happening for a reason. So those are my 8 tips on how to overcome our challenges and to really foster our concept and our ability to be resilient. And I hope that they will help you. And if you have any thoughts, or maybe you had ideas as I was talking about how you've overcome some challenge or difficulty in your life, I would love to hear them. Just comment below in the comment section so that everyone can grow from one another. Make it a great day, and thank you so much for listening.